Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness." Here the Apostle Paul used the word gymnazo, which actually means to exercise vigorously. It can be applied to either the body or the mind, and of course, in athletics, both are involved. We know that physical exercise, when it's done properly, is definitely beneficial. It adds to our endurance. It helps us to be more mentally alert and emotionally stable and resilient. In fact, there's evidence that it may add months and perhaps years to our lives. But as Paul reminds us, physical exercise benefits us only in this life. On the other hand, maintaining a healthy spiritual life holds promise for this present life and also for the life to come. We must understand, however, that we are indeed integrated beings, and this is why Paul prayed for the Thessalonian Christians that they might be sanctified completely, that their spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, these three dimensions interrelate in each of our lives. When we're not functioning well physically, it affects us psychologically and spiritually. When we're not functioning mentally and emotionally, our psychological dimension, it affects our physical and our spiritual lives. And when we're out of God's will spiritually, it affects us physically and psychologically. So here's the challenge for all of us. We should be disciplined in all three dimensions, spirit, soul, and body. I don't know about you, but that's a very convicting thought. Perhaps like me, you need to do something about it.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.